Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is your true colors are shining through. Your true colors are shining through. I'm here to tell you today that a lot of people I know, their true colors are shining through. I'm here to tell you today that a lot of people that I once trusted, their true colors are shining through. I'm telling you today that there's some folks that I grew up with, I'm telling you, your true colors are shining through. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting a little older and I'm starting to have a little sense of things, but I'm here to tell you that there's some folks that I know that their true colors are shining through. And these colors aren't really my favorite colors. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible was talking about the churches of Macedonia. And these were the churches of Philippi and Thessalonica and Berea. And you need to understand that fierce trouble came down on these people of these churches, pushing them to a very limit. And the trial exposed what? Their true colors. And they were incredibly happy, though desperately poor. The pressure triggered something totally unexpected. An outpouring of peer and generous gifts. Yes, the trial exposed their true colors. The Bible says the churches of Macedonia in the great trial and affliction. The Macedonians, they were both poor and persecuted, and they rejoiced exceedingly that an opportunity was afforded them of doing good to a more impoverished and more persecuted brethren. And we can scarcely ever speak of poverty and affliction in an absolute sense. They are only comparative. Even the poor are called to relieve those who are poorer than themselves, and the afflicted to comfort those that are more afflicted than they are. The poor and the afflicted churches of Macedonia, they felt this duty, and therefore came forward to the uttermost of the power to relieve their more impoverished and afflicted brethren in Judea. You need to understand that this church of Macedonia, the churches of Macedonia, they came out of three civil wars. They came out of three civil wars. And they were persecuted, impoverished, and they had nothing. But still in their poverty, they wanted to help those that were less than them. They were poor, they wanted to help even the poorer ones. They were afflicted, they wanted to help those that are even more afflicted. Oh, come on, somebody. They suffered, but they knew there was more that suffered worse than them. They had very little, but they knew there was someone else even had less than them. This was the kind of churches that was in that time of Macedonia. They came out of three civil wars. They were poor. They were beaten. They were persecuted. They were impoverished. Oh, come on, somebody. They had absolutely nothing, but still they wanted to help those that were worse off than them. What about you today? Is your true color shining through? Because the Bible says the trials expose their true colors. I know today that some of you are facing trials, and I hope your true colors are shining through. I hope your true colors are shining through like the Church of Macedonia. For their power, they had no rule, but their ability. They believed that they were bound to contribute all they could. And even this rule they transgressed, for they went beyond their power. They even deprived themselves for a time of the necessities of life in order to give to others who were destitute even of necessities. Oh my gosh. We really need Jesus. What about you? Is your true color shining through today? Yes, I'm starting to see your true colors, America. I'm starting to see your true colors, America. You really love your iPhone more than really helping people, don't you? You really love that basketball game more than helping people. I really see your true colors. You see, but the Church of Macedonia, they didn't care. They came out of three civil wars. They had nothing. And they said, I know there's someone out there worse off than me. What about you today? You might say, well, I'm pretty worse off. I don't have anything. You might say, I'm barely getting by. You might say, what can I do? Little old me, what can I do? You might say that. Man, I have hardly any money. What can I do? Geez, oh, Pete, the world keeps beating me down. What can I do? Gosh dang, another bill I gotta pay. What can I do? Geez, oh, Pete, I'm really tired and burnt out. What can I do? You might say. This is a time that you show your true colors. This is a time you go help somebody else out. That's less. That has less. When I say help out, it doesn't always mean financial. It could be just talking to someone, going visit to someone, listening to somebody. Oh, come on, somebody, don't you know it's time that your true colors start shining through? Yes, your true colors are shining through. These three civil wars and this great persecution that the church felt, but they still felt the need to help those that was worse off than they were. What about you? There is always someone less than fortunate than you. There is always somebody that has less than you. Why don't you go after and help those people? Don't you think it's time that your true colors are shining through? You see, America's colors was the red, white, and blue. And those colors shine throughout the world. And they showed their true colors around the world. And they helped many nations around the world. And in the great time of tribulation, America once again has always stood, has always came for help. And over again, America, in times of disaster, in times of great tribulation, America was always there. America waved the red, white, and blue. They shine their true colors. They have liberated so many nations. What about at home? What is our true colors representing today? Your true colors are shining through. Because today these colors represent Satan. Today these colors represent evil. The colors are shining through because you love Satan more than you do Jesus today. Your true colors are shining through in 2014 because you embrace the hold of demonic demons. You have embraced demonic authoritarian demons. You have embraced evil in your television. You love Satan. Your true colors are shining through, and these colors are not good whatsoever. Well, all you got to do is look on our public television. Our true colors are shining through. We love evil. All you got to do is look around. They have taken the cross out of every facet of our society. They're taking prayer out of every public school. They're taking Jesus out of the church. Come on, somebody, the preachers are now being paid off. And if you know anything about the resurrection, when Mary Magdalene, when she went through the tomb, the two angels came down and they said, why are you seeking the dead among the living? Or why are you seeking the living among the dead? And the two guards, they were scared and they turned white as snow. But what did the guards do? They went to the chief priest. They went to the pastor. The guards went to the pastor and the pastor said, or the chief priest, he said, well, we better keep this quiet that the body's gone. So just tell them the disciples stole the body. Just tell them the disciples stole the body. We're going to keep this quiet because we want to please the governor. You see, and then that priest, he paid the guards to keep quiet that Jesus was alive. I don't know about you, but it's happening in America today. Our preachers today are being paid off to get rid of the cross and to keep the name of Jesus under the rug. Just like in the Bible. And how many of you know today that the church persecuted Jesus? The church has always been the vessel to destroy Jesus. It was the church has always been the vessel to destroy His prophets. And so this is what happened in the Bible. It said that Macedonia went through great affliction. They were more impoverished and more persecuted than any other church, but still found in their heart to help others that were more impoverished and poor than they were. This is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8, chapter 2. I'm here to tell you today, America, your true colors are shining through. Yes, your true colors are shining through. The Bible is very clear that in times of persecution, in times of trials, that your true color will shine through. James chapter 1 verse 3, you know that under pressure your faith life is forced into an open and shows your true colors. When does your true color shine through? It's when you're under pressure. It's in the difficult times. That is when your true colors will shine through. It's when all your friends have rejected you. Are you going to still stand for Jesus Christ? It's when your family has walked away from you. Will you stand for Jesus Christ? It's when the church no longer accepts you. Will you continue to stand for Jesus Christ? It's when you did not get that promotion. Will you continue to stand for Jesus Christ? Yes, I want to know. I want to see your true colors. America is showing its true colors and it's not good. America is showing its true colors and it's not good. James chapter 1 verse 3, know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Patience, endurance, and trial. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be patient and complete, lacking nothing. Yes, James said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. He regards trials as inevitable. He says it's going to happen. He says when, not if. If you fall into various trials, at the same time, trials are occasions for joy, not discouraged resignations. We can count it all joy in the midst of trials because they are used to produce patience. Patience, yes. This word does not describe a passive waiting, but an active endurance. What about you? It isn't so much as quality that helps you sit quietly in the doctor's waiting room as it is the quality that helps you finish a marathon. We are all running a marathon. We all need to endure. What about you? You know your true colors are shining through. Your true colors are shining through today. But they ain't looking good. I'm seeing your true colors. I'm seeing how you really love Satan. I'm seeing how you really love the devil. Because you don't care about the cross because you're trying to take it all down. You don't care about Jesus anymore. Because you're taking every picture of Jesus out of America. You don't care about the Ten Commandments anymore. The TV shows you produce now are from Satan. Your true colors are shining through. America, your true colors are shining through. These are satanic colors. These are the colors that are coming through. But what about you today? Your true colors are shining through. America had these true colors. and the true colors were shining through, and they would wave the red, white, and blue. But you know what? These colors now, what do they represent to the world? I gotta tell you today, what does your colors represent? A lot of people look at you, and they say your true colors are shining through. Does your true colors represent money? Does your true colors represent fame? Does your true colors represent materialism? What is your true colors representing? And are they shining through today? I'm here to tell you, I gotta tell you, what is your true colors representing? Oh my gosh, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. True colors. What are they representing? What is your colors representing? Yes, your true colors are shining through. In James chapter 1, he says that your faith life, when you're under pressure, this is when your true colors are going to shine through. And he said these trials are going to produce patience. But trials, they do not produce faith. So what does produce faith? The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And faith is built in us as we hear and understand and trust in God's words. Trials does not produce faith, but faith through trials, not produced by trials. Trials reveal what faith we do have. Not because God doesn't know how much faith we have, but to make our faith evident to ourselves and those around us. And if trials do not produce faith, then what produces faith? Well, it's hearing about Jesus. It's hearing about Jesus Christ. It's hearing the Word of Jesus, the Word of God. Faith is when hearing about Jesus. But how can we have faith when nobody wants to talk about Jesus anymore? The Bible says, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. The work of patience, endurance, comes slowly and must be allowed to have full bloom. And patience, endurance is a mark of that person who is perfect and complete and lacking nothing. Yes, most people's faith are tried under pressure. Your faith is tested through difficulties and persecutions of your life. This is when your true colors will come out. It is the difficult times you find out who your friends really are. How many of you know today you find out who your friends are in the hard times? You found out who people are in the hard times. When you're going through difficult times, you find out who your friends really are. You start to see their true colors. When you have no money, you find out who your friends are. You start to see their true colors. Oh my gosh, your true colors are shining through. Oh my gosh, and these colors aren't good. Your true colors are shining through, and it's really not my favorite color. I like to look at the red, white, and blue, but those colors, they just don't seem to be as bright as they used to be. Oh my gosh, because we have taken Jesus out of America. We have taken Jesus out of our public schools. We have taken Jesus out of every facet of society. We don't have these true colors, what they used to represent. The red, white, and blue. These colors were magnificent. The red was the shedding of the blood. The white represented purity. The blue represented the skies. The blue was something that we could hang on to. 1 John chapter 2:19 says they left us, but they were never really with us. If they had been, they would have stuck it out with us, loyal to the end. And leaving, they showed their true colors. They showed they never did belong. They left us. From this verse, it is plain that the Antichrist were Christians. You understand who the Antichrist were? They were Christians who had defected from the truth. Now, let me tell you something. There's some people that defect from their country. They literally walk away from their country. They defect to another country. Here, the Bible is saying these Antichrist, these Christians, they defected from the truth. They were paid off. They no longer spoke truth about Jesus Christ anymore. They were the Antichrist. A lot of you are waiting for the Antichrist to come in a bodily form. I'm here to tell you the Antichrist is among us. Because the Antichrist, they're in every facet of society trying to take Christ, trying to take Jesus out. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, where Christians, they had defected from the truth. They're departure. They departed from the truth about Jesus Christ. They departed. They defected. And many were no doubt teaching the most shameful errors, justifying and rationalizing the most wicked and dissolute behavior on the basis of Gnostics and all these false teachings they had adopted. I don't know about you today, but we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Your true colors are shining through. Oh my gosh, why? Yes. Who were the Antichrist, the Bible says? Well, they were Christians who walked away from the truth. They defected, just like the people defected from other countries. They walked away from the truth about Jesus Christ, and they followed the god of money. Such a verse as this, of course, is made use as a crutch for the proposition that a person once saved is always saved. However, it should be careful noted that John did not hear right of the false teachers, that they never had been of us, but that at an unspecified previous time they were not. This is even more clear in the last clause, where the word is not that they had never been of us, but they are not of us. Their departure from the faith became final at some point prior to their leaving, but there is no suggestion by the apostle that those who departed had never been truly converted at the beginning of the Christian association. You need to understand that today. The demons are in the church. The Antichrist is in your church. The Antichrist is on the pulpit. If he does not mention Jesus Christ, if he does not put the cross in your church, if he doesn't have the Ten Commandments, come on somebody, that's the Antichrist. If his only goal is to have a mega church and $1 million and this picture perfect wife, then he's the Antichrist. You understand this? If that's his only goal is to have a trophy wife and a big church and all this money and all he cares about the church, your pastor would be the Antichrist. These devils are among us. If they're not a Pharisee, they would be the Antichrist, which is what? Antichrist. What did the scribes and the Pharisees do to Jesus? They were Antichrist. The Antichrist was a spirit and is among us today. And it's here to take Jesus out of America. It's here to take the cross out of America. We need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. Look around. The spirit of the Antichrist is upon us. You know, I really see your true colors shining through. You see, the fallen angels, they were not wicked from the beginning, but they became so. You need to understand that today, that Judas was not wicked when the Lord chose him as the apostle, but he fell through transgression. From the beginning, the fallen angels were not wicked. Some of you, you were born pure and you have grown up to be wicked. Wickedness. That's what it is. Wickedness. Judas was not wicked when the Lord chose him, but he fell through transgression. So the Antichrists are in the church today in America. The Antichrist is simple. It's a spirit that wants to destroy Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Your true colors are shining through. And the Bible is very clear that the Church of Macedonia, their true colors really shine through, because they've been through 3 civil wars and great persecutions, and they still wanted to help those less fortunate. What about you? And the Bible is very clear in this persecution, it's going to increase your endurance. And your true colors are going to shine through as you run this Christian race. And as we all know that we're not perfect, and we all know that we all make mistakes, and we all know that we say some things that we don't mean, but I'm here to tell you, in the end, your true colors are going to shine through. In the end of your life, your true colors are going to shine through. In the end of your life, you're going to look back, and people are going to see your true colors. I'm starting to see a lot of people's true colors. America's true colors are shining through. They're really showing me that they want to worship Satan in this society. We have taken Jesus out of America. We have taken Jesus out of the military. We have taken Jesus out of our hospitals. Our chaplains can no longer pray in Jesus' name. Oh, come on, somebody. What are we doing to bring Jesus back? They're taking crosses out of every county, of every state, out of this nation. Oh, my gosh, we need Jesus back in America. You see, your true colors are shining through because you'd rather be on Facebook than to put a cross of Jesus back. You would rather be on your computer than to put Jesus on your wall. You would rather be on your iPhone than spend time in the Word of God. You see, your true colors are shining through, and these colors that you represent are Satan. You love satanic devices. You love satanic movies. Your relationship is very satanic. Oh my gosh, Satan is taking you over right now. I'm trying to warn you that your church that you went to is from Satan. Your pastor is the Antichrist from Satan. Your traditions that you worship in the church is from Satan. Why don't you bring Jesus back in the church? Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. The Bible is very clear. The Bible is very clear in 1 John 2:19 that it said that the Christians defected from the truth. That the pastors defected from the truth. No different than the pastors that shook the hand of Hitler. They supported the Holocaust. You don't think pastors during Nazi Germany, they supported the Holocaust. The chief priest paid the guards to tell everybody that the disciples stole the Jesus about his body. They were paid off. It was the church that paid off Judas to crucify Jesus Christ. People are being paid off today to take the cross of Jesus down. They're being paid off to take Jesus out of our public schools, like that Ohio school. They had a picture of Jesus since Truman. President Truman was in 1941, something like that. Your true colors are shining through. Your true colors are shining through. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. These devil preachers always trying to tell me that there's too many devil preachers in America today. I don't know what to say. All they care about is having their multi-billion-dollar churches and their trophy wives. They don't really care about truth. Because why? They defected. They're Antichrist. They defected from the truth. They defected. They left. They're still in the church, but they defected from the truth. Yeah. Yes, your true colors are shining through, and I pray today that your true colors will shine through and you'll be like the Church of Macedonia and you'll look around and you'll help those. There's always somebody you can help. There's always somebody that's worse off than you. Don't matter what situation you're in. Be like the Churches of Macedonia who reached out even though they were poor and afflicted. Even though they've been through 3 civil wars, they reached out to those that were even less off. Even though they had nothing. And some of them even deprived themselves. just to help somebody else. I want your true colors to shine through. I believe today that America, we're being tested. I believe today we're at a crossroads, and I believe our true colors, I'm starting to see people's true colors in difficult times. In financial crisis, you're going to see people's true colors. In hardship, you're going to see people's true colors. You're going to really see what they're all about. And I pray today that your true colors will shine through. People's true colors are shining through, and some of these colors aren't good. You can start to see that America loves Satan. But I believe today that there's a lot of great people in America that love Jesus. And I want to see their true colors to shine through. And the only way to have our true colors to shine through is to bring Jesus back to America. To bring Jesus back to America. Yes, America, your true colors are shining through. America, your true colors are shining through. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Like a rainbow.